Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight, a wonderful show. Coming up, Nat King Cole, John Williams, Ella Fitzgerald, and many more, so stick around. Now, we have a real treat for you. In the next 7 minutes and 22 seconds, we'll be playing an abbreviated version of Benny Goodman's Sing, Sing, Sing. There it is, folks. Benny Goodman and Sing, Sing, Sing. Not the original version. That happened on January 8th of 1938 at Carnegie Hall at the Benny Goodman Jazz Concert. This recording was made on December 7th, 1955, some almost 18 years later. So we had a totally different group of personnel. But the sound, the arrangement was the same. The sound was absolutely wonderful. We got a lot more high fidelity from this recording made in 1955 than the one that showed up in 1938. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Coming up, I better give you some information here on what happened on this day, musically. We had Wayne King had a birthday. He was the Waltz King, you may remember, born on this day in 1901. Patty Andrews of Patty, Maxine, and Laverne fame from the Andrews Sisters, born on this week in 1918. Dottie McGuire does not do swing, but Dottie McGuire was a big singer in the 50s, and she sang such songs as Sincerely and Something's Gotta Give and Sugar Time. She was born on this day in 1930. And saxophonist, singer, and bandleader Tex Beneke was born on this week in 1914. He played with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, as you know, became a big singer and had a couple of big hits, Chattanooga Choo Choo and I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. Well, let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Carmen McRae, and right now, it's Mel Torme and the Meltones and Little White Lies.
The moon was all aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, the stars all seemed to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies, I try, but there's no forgetting. When evening appears, I sigh, but there's no regretting. In spite of my tears, the devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies. There's no forgetting. When evening appears, I sigh, but there's no regretting. In spite of my tears, the devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies.
I wouldn't exactly call you a liar, baby, but ooh, how you prevaricate.
I'm a sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will, you made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're going to shake me down somehow. But what's the use? You cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go. It's much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. Tell me, what's the use? You've cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. Say, I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go. It's much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours. You took advantage of poor little me.
That's Carmen McRae from a CD called Carmen McRae Sings the Great American Songwriters. This was two of the great American songwriters. Rodgers and Hart from 1928 wrote the song You Took Advantage of Me. And we heard from Mel Torme with his singing group called The Meltones and a song called Little White Lies, written by Walter Donaldson. And he was had a birthday, as a matter of fact, born on this week back in 1893. Well, the first unperforated, ungummed sheets of postage stamps were issued by the U.S. Postal Service in New York City on this week in 1934. We'll talk about inconvenient. One had to cut the stamps off the sheet and then put some glue on the back to get them to stick on an envelope. Well, fortunately, the Postal Service changed this idea after many, many, many complaints. Letters were literally coming up the works. Sorry about that pun. And on this week back in 1933, the singing telegram was introduced by the Postal Telegraph Company of New York City. Boy, is that one faded out. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Nat King Cole. We'll have the John Williams Band. And here's Ella Fitzgerald with Billy May, a song called As Long As I Live.
Maybe I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want you as long as I live. I never care But now I'm scared I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day, then see the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to, long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. A sneeze or two might mean the flu, and that would never, never do. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. Thank you.
once in a while. Will you try to give one little thought to me? Though someone else may be nearer your heart. Once in a while, will you dream of the moments I shared with you? Moments before we two drifted apart. In love's smoldering ember, one spark may remain. If love still can remember, that spark may burn again. I know that I'll be contented with yesterday's memory, knowing you think of me once in a while. Once in a while, in love's smoldering ember, one spark may remain. If love still can remember, the spark may burn again. Contented with yesterday's memory, knowing you think of me once in a while, once in a while.
A song written by Bud Green and Mike Edwards back in 1937. Nat King Cole with the Billy May Orchestra and a song called Once in a While. And we think of Nat King Cole more than once in a while. It was on this week in 1965, a sad day in music, was singer Nat King Cole died in Santa Monica, California at the very young age of 45. Before that, it was John Williams' band and a great Harold Arlen Johnny Mercer tune from 1943 called My Shining Hour. Great song, great band. And we started with Ella Fitzgerald with Billy May and a Ted Kohler Harold Arlen tune from 1934 called As Long as I Live. And Harold Arlen, one of the writers of that song, was born on this week back in 1905. A lot of birthdays today. All the news that's fit to print appeared on the front page of the New York Times beginning this week in 1897. A guy by the name of Harold J. Raymond and two associates started the New York Times in 1851. In October of 1896, the paper held a contest offering readers a $100 prize. Now, that was a lot of money back in 1896. $100 if they could come up with a better slogan in 10 words or less than all the news that's fit to print. Well, no one did, and no one has ever since. And on this week back in 1752, through the efforts of Benjamin Franklin, the Pennsylvania Hospital opened. It was the very first hospital in the United States. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we have Les and Larry Elgart, and right now it's Chris Connor and Chinatown, My Chinatown.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, when the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes of brown. Chinatown, Chinatown, my Chinatown, when the lights are low. I said, no, no, other land, drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, I'm an eye so brown. Hearts of light and lights are bright in dreamy Chinatown.
The great sound of Les and Larry Elgart, and wonderful song written by Johnny Mercer and Ziggy Elman in 1939 called And the Angels Sing. Makes you think of Martha Tilton and Benny Goodman, doesn't it? And we started with a song from 1906 called Chinatown, My Chinatown, sung so well by Chris Connor. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we have some great stuff coming up in the next 10 minutes. It'll be Julie London, we'll have Stan Kenton, and right now, it's Sinatra, Billy May, and Let's Get Away From It All.
Let's take a boat to Bermuda. Let's take a plane to St. Paul. Let's grab a kayak to Quincy or Nye. Let's get away from it all. Let's take a trip in a trailer. No need to come back at all. Let's take a powder to Boston for chowder. Let's get away from it all. We'll travel around from town to town. We'll visit every state. I repeat, I love you, sweet, in all the 48. Let's go again to Niagara. This time we'll peek at the fall. Let's leave our hut, dear, get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away from it all. We'll travel around from town to town. We'll visit every state. And I'll repeat that I love you, sweet, in all the 48. Let's go again to Niagara. This time we'll dig the fall. Let's leave our hut, dear, get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away from it all. Thank you.
So you met someone that set you back on your heels. Goody, goody, you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody, you gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And you broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? You lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody, you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to you. Goody, goody for me, goody, goody for her. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you. So you gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And you broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? You lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody, you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to you. Goody, goody for me, goody, goody for her. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
That's Julie London singing from a CD called Julie is Her Name. The song was Goody Goody, written by Johnny Mercer and Matty Malnack back in 1936. Big song for a whole bunch of people, for Benny Goodman, Freddie Martin, and Bob Crosby, and some others. And we heard from Stan Kenton, a song written by Stan in 1943 called Eager Beaver. And we heard from Sinatra and Billy May's Orchestra, a big song called Let's Get Away From It All, written by Tom Adair and Matt Dennis. And Matt Dennis was born in Seattle on this week back in 1914. Well, Jack Parr walked off NBC's Tonight Show on this week in 1960. Parr had told a joke during the monologue, and although Parr didn't say the word toilets, he said water closets, and that offended the NBC censors, who cut the joke and a total of 4 minutes out of the show. Parr was incensed when he found out, so on this night he complained about the NBC censors. He said good night, and he left. He really left. He returned on March 7th following a trip to Hong Kong, but then he stayed around for two more years as host of The Tonight Show. And on this week back in 1908, the now famous New York to Paris automobile race began. It started in Times Square in New York City. Six automobiles were entered in the race. A fellow by the name of George Schuster got the checkered flag after 170 days. He spent 88 of them actually driving. And there was a great parody comedy about this called The Great Race with Jack Lemmon, you may remember. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Coming up, it'll be Bobby Darin. We'll have Peggy Lee. And here's the Blue Wisp Big Band and Love for Sale.
We'll be right back. Thank you. was poor little lamb, as sweet a young child as you'd find. Her parents had gone to their final reward, leaving their baby behind. Did you hear? This poor little child was only 9 years of age when mother and dad went away. Still she bravely worked at the one thing she knew to earn her few pennies a day. She made artificial flowers, artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of fashion to wear. She made artificial flowers, you know those artificial flowers, fashioned from Annie's despair. With paper and shears, with some wire and wax, she made up each tulip and mum. Snowflakes drifted into her tenement room, her baby little fingers grew numb from making artificial flowers, those artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of high fashion to wear. She made artificial flowers, artificial flowers, made from still clutching her poor frozen shears. Amidst all the blossoms she had fashioned by hand, watered with all her young tears. There must be a heaven where little Annie can play in heavenly gardens.
That's Bobby Darin and a song written after 1959 called Artificial Flowers showed up in his CD called Mack the Knife. We heard from Peggy Lee eventually with Benny Goodman. It took about two-thirds of the way through the song before she got a chance to sing her vocal on How Deep is the Ocean. And we heard from Cincinnati's own Blue Wisp Big Band. Great song, Cole Porter wrote it, called Love for Sale. Well, Jack Benny had a birthday, born in 1894. He was perpetually 39 years old, as you know. A big day for Dan Rather on this week back in 1980 as Walter Cronkite announced his retirement from the CBS Evening News. We're running a little short on time, so getting back, we'll have time for one more. It's Ella Mae Morse and No Love, No Nothing.
Heaven knows, but what I said still goes. No love, no nothing, and that's a promise I'll keep. No fun with no one, I'm getting plenty of sleep. My heart's on strike, and though it's like an empty honeycomb, no love, no sir, no nothing till my baby comes home. No love, no nothing till my baby comes home.
Sorry to break in, but we're running out of time. We're listening to Gene Harris and the Philip Morris Super Band and a rendition of Don't Get Around Much Anymore. And we heard from Ella Mae Morris and a song written by Leo Robin called No Love, No Nothing. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so much for being with us tonight. I hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11. For lots more wonderful, wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.